Here we go, come with me. There's a world out there that we should see. Take my hand, close your eyes. With you right here, I'm a rocketeer. Let's fly.
Up, up, here we go. If you really want it, got a jet pack with your name on it. Above the clouds in the atmosphere, to say the words and we out of here. Hold my hand if you're feeling scared. We're flying up, up out of here.
Here we go.
Like a G6, chop the streets of Tokyo, get you fly kick. Girl, you always on my mind, got my head up in the sky, and I'm never looking down, feeling priceless. Yeah, where we at, only few have known. Want some next level Super Mario. I hope this works out, cardio. Till then, let's fly, Geronimo.
Here we go.
But I ain't never seen a face like yours. You made me feel like I could touch the planets. You want the moon, girl, watch me grab it. See, I ain't never seen a star this close. You got me stuck by the way you glow. I'm like, oh, 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 oh. I'm like, oh, 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 oh.
Here we go.
Just say yes. You know it's time. you're grown up.
Stay out all night in the moonlight with me. Oh, 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 my baby. Come on and just say
yes. You know
it's time to
keep it simple. Let's
take a chance and hope for the best.
Life is short, so make it what you want.
You're tuning into QTBG Loud. We have a special guest with us today, Michael Martins. Welcome to the studio. Michael will be performing his song Caught in Your Asylum for us today, and we'll be chatting a little bit about his work and what it's like for local artists trying to make a name for themselves.
Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me
QTBG Loud is proud to bring you this exclusive performance. As Michael has never performed live on the air before, I can barely contain my excitement. This is Michael Martins with Cotton Ear Asylum.
Strange, and it's weird, yeah. All these walls are caving in. Cause I feel bad, and I know that this love is a game of fear. I'm caught in your asylum, bizarre and sin in my head. The straitjacket that you caught me in. I'm running around in my head, this feeling has got me restless. Since you stalk me, since you stalk me. Since you stuck me in here, cause let me go from being caught in your web. I need to free it, free myself from being crying in your bed. No, 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 once more, I'm losing control. Cause it's sad. Running around in my head, this feeling's got me restless. Since you stuck me, since you stuck me, since you stuck me in here.
What a performance, Michael. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome you. You're our first guest, so we're very excited.
Thank you very much, Tamara. And I'd like to extend my thank you to Centennial College Radio.
So you're quite active on the social media sphere. You're on YouTube, you're on Twitter and Facebook. What's the general feedback like that you're getting from these sites?
It's been going slow, to be honest with you, but it helps in the sense that everything is centralized, and if people know the website, then they can interact with me in multiple ways. For example, for performances or suggestions for YouTube. Right.
Do you think these websites make it easier for artists to launch their career, or do you think it's caused like a saturation of content, so it's really difficult to get noticed?
It's complicated in the sense that, yes, there is a saturation and a concentration of your music in one location, but it is vital and a must with our Web 2.0. I think it's Web 3.0 now. It helps in the sense of getting your music out there to more people, but it can work in the opposite if you don't market it properly, I think. With me personally, I think that it is a must, and at least industry standard to have your site with all the social networks. But it's positive and negative, both.
So what advice would you give to someone who has a passion for singing but just doesn't know where to start? Like, they don't have maybe the money to put into it because it is pretty expensive. What would you suggest?
It's very difficult. I always like to tell people that are aspiring, as so am I still, to keep in there and have the drive. The drive is important, but that it is very difficult to get noticed, that it is very other things that people don't know with the industry. In terms of singing, if it is someone that wants to start singing, or even acting for that matter, training is very important. Get your training first, because that will lessen your workload in the end, because then you have to look at other things, for example, marketing and ideas and concepts. And
right.
If you have your training in place, it becomes second nature. Mm-hmm.
So how long would you say that a person how much training should a person receive? Like, how much training have you had? What's sort of the standard before someone can start? Like, they're not just going to go for 6 months and then decide, I guess, to produce their own music.
That's something. Training in the sense of music and arts, it is a lifelong process, but I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. But my training, I started at 12 and I finished at 18, like formal vocal training.
So 6 years.
So it was 6 years. It's a matter of knowing your weakness and fixing them. It's not a matter of, oh, I'm going there for 8 years or I'm going there for a year. Some people do their journey faster than others. Others have barriers that they need to break down. And it's a matter of knowing who you are and finding yourself as well.
So you're a student. Mm-hmm. How do you balance the stresses of school life with your external commitments, specifically with the effort you're now putting into your music career?
It's very hard. I know I'm sounding negative with the difficulty and the hard, but it is very hard. Generally, I sleep 3 to 4 hours a day, sometimes less, just because I did my entire website and all my creative concepts, like the costume for the single, everything. And I'm in my last year of university, so it's very challenging in order to get the time.
And you're preparing for graduate studies as well, right?
As well. My application has been submitted. They should get back to me early this month. But on top of that, I volunteer and I have other backup plans just in case everything crumbles. But again, I sound negative. But really, I want my music to work. It's one of my number one priorities other than school and my family. Mm-hmm.
Michael, I just want to ask you some questions, you know, so that we can get to know you a little bit better. So the first question, if you could go back in time and talk to yourself at the age of 12, which is when you started your vocal training, but I mean, it's just coincidental. I wasn't, you know, leading the question anywhere. What would you tell your younger self?
That it would be very hard again.
so much negativity today.
it's having a dream is having a dream, and it's very idealistic, but having the dream come true takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. And at the age of 12, you're very naive. You're very young and, oh, I'm going to be on every single TV channel. And yeah. I'm going to be Celine Dion.
Illusions of grandeur.
She's my idol, right?
Right.
And it is an illusion. Mm-hmm. So I tell myself to be more grounded and to be realistic and work so that the dream can come true.
Never give up.
Yeah.
That age-old saying, I guess.
Drive, right?
Drive. But it's interesting because, you know, you're talking about the age of 12, you know, when we were 12, it's much different than kids now. I mean, yes. You know, that child who posted, you know, going back to the social sphere, you know, with Web 2.0 and, you know, getting exposed at a young age. This kid who's 10 years old, I think she's from...
Lady Gaga, right? Exposed.
Yeah.
Her. Yeah.
She's Lady Gaga, exposed. You know, and, you know, having, you know, Lady Gaga see... you know, your video, and then she was on Virgin Radio and Lady Gaga heard her live, and now, you know, she's got, I think, like a million plus hits on her YouTube, on that video, that posting of her singing, you know, Born That Way. Does that, I mean, obviously now kids are just exposed, you know, and are exposing themselves to an adult world. What would you tell those kids?
Kids are becoming extremely technologically savvy, mm-hmm. business savvy at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a cultural phenomenon of our technologies and interconnectivity.
Yeah.
But what is interconnectivity, right? Mm-hmm. But the matter is, these children are doing things that only... I don't know, young adults would do
right.
at our time.
Something, when we were 12, we were never ever, because the forum didn't exist as well, right? They weren't things like Twitter and YouTube that time. So, I mean, it is a concern in a sense, because are these kids really ready for it, right?
It's beautiful if it's done properly.
Right.
But it can be very dangerous.
It's a machine. It's about money, right?
It's a machine. Justin Bieber is able to work really well at it, and... his marketing and everything, and it seems like he's on the right path, I think. But
mm-hmm.
Who knows, right? Look at Miley Cyrus and whatnot.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe it also depends on who you're working with.
Who it is, yeah.
You know, who, you know, maybe...
character.
Exactly. Maybe Justin Bieber has really good people around him who are, you know, he is
for sure.
being mentored by Usher, who did start at a young age as well. So maybe that, whereas Miley's got, you know, this PR team and her dad... you know, who are just trying to, you know, push her out there, market
she's
her.
She's daddy managed hyper- as well, right?
That too.
Which is a big deal.
And I think it also has to do with the fact that she is a female and that hypersexualization, as opposed to Bieber, who's still very much that kid. And, you know, he's turning, I think he's 17 yesterday.
True. And he's still going through puberty, right?
Right.
Which is a big issue with him vocally.
Vocally, now. Yeah.
So.
But even just as an image, you know, he still maintains that sort of that, you know, adolescence, whereas Miley was just hypersexualized mm-hmm. immediately after Hannah Montana. And so, and I think that has to also do with her. You know, her...
The female portrayal
yeah,
in media.
With her... Yeah,
that's
her,
true.
Her gender. Oh, wow. So, if you had to wear a button with a maximum of 5 words, what would it be and why? For example, mine would say, so in love with life, which took me a really long time to get to that place in my life, but I can proudly now wear that button. So what would your button say?
I'd have to say amen to that, but I wouldn't have it in a sentence form. I'd have it as a list. I would have spirituality on it. I'd have driven. I'd have power. I'd have integrity and loyalty as the 5 words.
So the things that you value in yourself and others?
Mm-hmm. And the things that I ascribe to be, that I try to have in my life.
So do you mind explaining power to me? I'd like to know what you mean by power.
Power in the sense of drive, not discriminative power or oppression, but power in feeling empowered to do something.
Right.
And sticking to it and showing that you are who you are and it doesn't matter who may come and judge you or say anything.
Right.
You have the power in yourself to uphold yourself highly.
Right. So this is an interesting question. Since you are a musician yourself, what song says it all about your life right now at this moment?
Oh, Firework
by Katy Perry.
I just absolutely love when she says, baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst and make them go up, up, up. I think at this point in my career and doing the music and graduating and starting to do my life professionally, right? Starting with my professional life. It's time to show my colors, right? My fireworks and have them all out there so people can see.
That's a good song. I've noticed there's sort of like this trend of sort of uplifting songs, you know, Pink with hers. I love Perfect. It's a song that I think everyone needs to hear and sort of hold in their hearts, you know, because, you know, we hear a lot of negative things in our life. So those sort of songs. And now with Lady Gaga's, which is playing right now, Born This Way, and just about being yourself and loving who you are, and you are beautiful in your way, like Lady Gaga says.
Empower yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Empower yourself. So what makes someone a success to you? How do you define success?
Ooh, that's a hard question.
So how do you define success within yourself, and how do you define success in terms of how you see other people successful, like that are
so
successful?
Success, personally, it's not being on every single magazine or whatnot in terms of my music. Success is being able to have a proper career and not have those stains and issues that
balance,
all that baggage that comes with being in the public eye. Still doing my family and the people who love me justice and being who I am really and grounded, because it really is about them. It's a reflection on the people of who have raised me and whatnot. So as long as they're happy with the way that I'm acting and whatnot, I think I'm successful in that matter. Again, career-wise and professionally and as a person. In terms of success for others, that's difficult because I think generally humans have the tendency to be like, oh, the person is everywhere, so they're successful. I don't think it is. I think, again, it comes back to managing your family life properly and doing those who raised you and who have your back justice and maintaining your integrity, right? That's why integrity and being genuine is one of the words that I
would have on your button.
I would have on my button because it shows that you can have a professional life and you can have a study life and you can have a social life and you can have a family life. All in balance, and it's about balance, and therefore spirituality is another word on my button, which I think my spirituality keeps everything in balance.
Mm-hmm. So where would you choose to live if you had to leave this country? They're about to boot you out.
I love this question. Personally, if it were to do with my career, obviously, Los Angeles, as everyone says, but right. I don't really like it. I'd much rather live in Florida. I think Florida is beautiful, but I would either live, like, my number one choice to live without any career or anything, it would be either Paris or Southern France. I think Southern, like,
I would
Southern
totally
France
choose. I would totally choose France too.
Marseille, it's beautiful.
Just a different type of living, I think. Just so like laid back and relaxed.
True.
And
Tuscany is beautiful. I recommend it.
So our last question, do you have a favorite place in the village? Like, where's your favorite place?
It's not in the village, but it's part of the community. It's El Convento Rico.
Oh, yes. Much fun can be had there.
Because of the Latin groove and all that. I think it's a special place in the city.
So thank you for joining us today on QTBG Loud, Michael. Where can we go for more information on your promotional activities?
Well, like you said, I'm on the social networks, all of them, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, because I do covers. But they're all accessible through my website, www.michaelmartins.ca. And they all link to everything else. But in terms of the single, if anyone wants to download, it's available on iTunes, Amazon, and also via my site through PayPal. So,
Well, thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Together we'll go all the way.
Decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood, misknowing it's so good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing, underestimated. Look, I'm still around. Less than perfect. Pretty
I swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Screaming, I'm more and more, cause I create the feeling that keep 'em coming.